Welcome to Hammer Dad!
Dad!
Number one sports gambling podcast coming out of the PMI offices. I am Tone Diggs. I believe Pat will be with us shortly. Canadian Station, the bearded wonder. The nuke man himself, Bubba Gumpino. How are you doing today, sir?
Great, Tony. How we doing?
Well, we're going to start the show off with a heat check every episode.
Well, someone may have cursed the whole show, Tony, unfortunately.
I've been on a cold streak. I've been on a bit of a cold streak. I mean, some tough close losses. Like I mentioned the other day, five games total of 3.5 points lost. Ball's not bouncing my way right now in basketball, to be honest. So when I give out picks today.
Are you going fade season?
Maybe potentially go the other way. The whole show has been cursed by Evan Fox. If you have been on the fade Foxy train, I believe you've won 4 or 5 in a row. He will be in later to give his pick of the night. How you been doing?
Not great, Tone. Ever since he took my soccer picks on Saturday, it's pretty much been a bloodbath ever since.
I took the Pistons earlier in the day yesterday. Felt good. Pacers were on a back-to-back. All the trends said take the Pistons. The money was with the Pistons. And then Foxy jumped on and just absolutely ruined the entire thing. Have you won a fucking footy bet since?
I went 4-3 on Sunday, but Saturday was, 3-9. I couldn't sleep at night.
Normally that Saturday or Sunday for you would have been 6-1 at least.
Yeah.
Mid, how you been, buddy?
I've been doing pretty good. I had a couple bad bounces on some games, but I bounced back last night.
We're calling those Foxy bounces. What'd you do last night?
I threw the Pacers, so I hopped on the fade Foxy train. That's actually it. That's all I threw.
Oh, say. So you faded Foxy and won.
That's all he threw.
All right, let's get started with the games tonight. We're going to start with college basketball. How many of those you got?
Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, I got 8. Let's just go back and forth. And you'll notice a trend for me. Whenever betting isn't going how I want it, I go back to the well. I go back to what I know feeds me best.
Tony Undies.
St. Bonaventure and VCU under 134.5. They scored 124 in their last meeting this year. I believe St. Bonaventure is 300th in tempo. VCU has the 15th ranked defense. Bonaventure has the 60th ranked defense. St. Bonnie is 5-0 to the under as an away team, 3-0 as a dog and an away dog, and 8-2 to the under in conference games. Give me St. Bonaventure and VCU under the 134.5. Thank you very much.
I like that, Tony. I'll start with North Alabama, a home puppy, getting 5.5, 7-2 at home. I love this one, Tony.
Against Bellarmine?
I am. Bellarmine is at.
I am on the other side of this.
Here we go.
I'm on fucking Bellarmine.
Here we go.
10-4 ATS, 6-3 after a W ATS, 6-1 as a way team ATS, 6-3 is a fave, 7-3 equal rest, 6-1, 4+ days off. Those are all ATS. Give me Bellarmine minus the points.
Let's go with another puppy.
Can't wait to see what this
UMass is. UMass Lowell getting 4 at Albany.
Okay.
UMass is just the better team here, and it's too many points. I wouldn't be surprised if they win outright.
I love that.
Love it.
So you're getting a pup that's a better team.
+4.
Love when that happens.
Love a puppy.
Another under for me. I am going UAB and Louisiana Tech under 134.5. They both have D's that are ranked in the top 50. UAB is 3-1 to the under when they are away, 12-5 to the under on the season. Louisiana Tech is 13-7 to the under on the season. I like this game under the 134.5 for UAB and LA Tech.
I'm going back to the well. Last night, Winthrop, -5 at Radford, goes against the zigzag. But they're 17-1, and they beat them by 16 last night. I got to go back to the well.
You're a real piece of shit.
You're going Radford again?
You're a real piece of
You're
shit.
You're going Radford again?
I liked Radford last night. I like him even better tonight on the zigzag. Radford is 6-2 ATS on no rest, which they are tonight. 10-3 ATS with the same rest as the other team, which is what they are doing with Winthrop tonight. I liked Radford last night. It did not work out. They were up early.
They were.
And I like Radford again tonight. I'm getting six. Give me the six. We're going head to head.
That's two.
In the Radford, Winthrop, and Bellarmine in Northern Alabama, we're going head to head against.
This does get any better than this in the football offseason, Tony. UC Riverside, another home pup, getting 2.5 against UC Irving. UC Irvine, 2-3 and 1 against the spread on the road. Riverside, 8-3-1 against the spread this year.
I am taking the under in that game. It's a low total. It's under 124. I'm not a big fan of that. Both these teams play slow. They have good defenses. They've been scoring in the 50s. I'm taking the under 124. Not my favorite bet of the night, but I am doing it. What's your next one?
I'll give you my favorite bet of the night, Tony. Cleveland State.
Let's go!
This team is getting no respect, and they haven't all year. They're an absolute wagon. -3 at home against Detroit. 13-5-1 against the spread. 6-1-1 against the spread at home. This is the one I like the most.
I'll jump on that. 5-1-1 is a home favorite. 8-3 with 4-plus days off. 11-2-1 with equal rest. 12-3 against the spread in conference games. Cleveland State versus that piece of shit city that Foxy represents in Detroit. Give me Cleveland State -3 tonight as well. Also, I think it might be my favorite bet tonight as well, Gumpy.
I hit them Friday and Saturday last weekend on a back-to-back, covered both games outright.
I love Cleveland State. I think my last one, and kind of a throwaway here, it might hit, it might not. I don't give a fuck. Tulane and UCF under the 130.
Don't hate
it. Offenses are D's are better. Tulane and UCF under the 130. So I got St. Bonnie and VCU under 134.5. UAB and Louisiana Tech under 134.5. Cincy and Temple under 138. Some of those totals might have changed. Irvine and Riverside under 124. Tulane and UCF under 130. I'm going against Gumpy. I got Radford plus the 6. He's got Winthrop. What'd you get? 5.5
this morning.
Me and Gumpy are both on Cleveland State -3 versus Detroit. And I am also going against Gumpy. He's got Northern Alabama plus the 6.5, right?
Yeah.
And I got Bellarmine -6.5. What were the ones that I missed that we didn't talk about for you?
I got two more. I'm going to take Oakland +1.5 at Robert Morris.
Okay.
Oakland 13-10 against
Bobby
spread.
Moe?
Yeah. Robert Morris 1-4 against the spread at home this year. I like Oakland here, and I also like UAB getting a point at LA Tech. They're 16-2 on the year and 10-6-1 against the spread.
Awesome. Connor, if you want to come in and give your NBA picks, that would be awesome. Mitt, do you have any NBA tonight? Gumpy, do you have any NBA?
No NBA.
I also don't have any NBA tonight. Gumpy? Or sorry, what's your name? Mitt?
Connor's running here right now, but I'll go real quick with one game that I absolutely love. I love Cleveland tonight. I got them at +3.5. They're getting 33% of the bets, but 66% of the money. I absolutely love that.
I love Mitt looking at the money.
Daddy Mitt.
Here we go.
Do we want to fade Foxy or give Connor, give your picks?
Yeah, I'll go first just because the Detroit Pistons are playing the Boston Celtics tonight. Mm-hmm. And I got a few picks, but this is the only game I'm going to pick.
Okay.
Because that guy sitting on the couch over there is from Detroit. And I do believe that any time that Detroit is playing Boston, they're destined to lose. They're only lose.
Okay.
So I will take the Celtics -8 in an absolute landslide. And I'm also going to take the Celtics to win by 20 or more points because I believe that's what's going to happen.
That's a good bet.
Fun fact about that game, 54% of the tickets are on the Celtics. 72% of the money's on the Pistons tonight on the back-to-back.
Good.
Oh, and you said that was the case last night too, right? Money was on the Pistons last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
I mean, everything made sense last night except for you, Foxy, last night.
Yeah, I mean, this week, actually, Diggs.
Well, not all your picks made sense because as you took the Mavs the other night, I debunked about 6 or 7 reasons why you shouldn't take them.
Touche. All right, well, anyway. Yeah, Monday I lost. Warriors, Draymond Green, half-court shot, 8 seconds left.
Tough one.
Tuesday, Michigan State stinks. Your Boston Celtics stink.
Oh, against the Suns.
Whoa. Wednesday.
Or Utah.
Against Utah. Wednesday.
Told you not to.
Mavericks. Luka gets his triple-double. Mavericks win. They don't cover. Mm-hmm. And then last night, I wasn't going to put a bet in, but Pat looked at me right before we left work, and he's like, Foxy, what's your pick tonight? And I looked at it, and the Detroit Pistons just spoke to me.
The
Pacers had sucked against the Nets. They got blown out. Pistons just beat the Nets, right? Yeah. Or was it the Lakers? Either way, it spoke to me. That one, they got absolutely blown out. I got my ass absolutely beat. So today, I looked at the thing again.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, I knew this was the pick that was going to hit Gumpy. Today was the day.
Okay.
This one again spoke to me.
Okay.
This one just so happens to be on ESPN, just like the last one. This one just so happens to be the same team that I bet on last time. The Dallas Mavericks are home again on ESPN, this time against the Pelicans, -3. That's my pick
Pelicans
of the night.
Pelicans are hot.
God.
The Mavericks have won 3 in a row.
It's gross.
Luka just had a triple double, and I get to watch this game because it'll be on my.
So they're home. They're home favorites.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I'll remind you again. Mavericks are 2-10 as the home team against the spread. Let's see, here's a home favorite. They are 1-9 ATS.
Yep.
I'm not sure how many days off or anything they've had to give you that information. I mean, it's not like New Orleans is great at covering the spread either.
Well, that's good. I didn't even look at those stats, but I'm glad you told me those stats. Those stats don't really help me very much, though. Why did the Mavericks stink so much against the spread? Is it because there's a bunch of stooges like me that are Luka's here?
It was the start of the year. Like, everyone was really high on them at the start of the year, so the spreads were very high.
And they have stunk.
Yeah,
now Porzingis they're coming back to life.
I mean, they're 12-14.
He's going against your boys here, Pat.
Yeah, I am.
Zion and the boys.
You know, they used to be my boys.
Oh, no.
Fox is my boy.
Okay. Yeah!
You got any picks?
Huh?
You got any picks?
No, but I'm going to come start a pot a little bit. I got to find my comb.
Pat's lost thousands of dollars at this point taking my bets. You still going to ride with me tonight, it sounds like.
Nick, you got any hockey picks tonight? Connor, you got any player props?
Yeah, of course. Here we go. I also got some first basket parlay. One. Why not? Jaylen Brown, 30 points. Celtics to win, +350. Giannis, triple-double. Milwaukee to win, +1700. De'Aaron Fox, double-double. Kings to win, +340. Russ Westbrook, triple-double. Washington to win. And in a same-game parlay, first basket. LaMelo Ball, first basket. Lonzo Ball, first basket. John Collins, first basket.
Trade rumors about him.
He's got to be scoring.
He needs a bucket.
He's been dropping 30 a game for a while. 25 to win, $19,775. See you at the bank, boys.
At a bank.
Hey, good picks.
Foxy,
good picks.
For you, the big money is on the Mavs tonight. Not necessarily sharp money, it's showing, but big money.
Scared money don't make money.
That's right.
Nicky Skates.
Hey, thanks. I was going to come in there. I didn't want to get too close to Fox, so ruin his mojo.
Yeah, I mean, it's already. It's fucking.
Nick's scared to take my pick because he thinks if he takes my pick, it's finally going to win. Or no, he thinks if he fades me,
I just enjoy watching it burn, Foxy.
It's the most contagious thing
touch
in the world.
It either way.
The interesting thing
watching.
Is like there are people out there that are definitely fading me, obviously, but it's the people that are like riding with my pick right now.
It's 50-50 from what I've seen.
It has been, exactly.
They should be putting an institution. Who would do that at this point?
They should be putting an institution.
Put them in an institution.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Why am I riding with Foxy?
Yeah.
Because Foxy's ridden with me.
That's right.
That's what we do. You're a friend. You're a pal. Now, if I'm giving out like, you know, like actual financial advice, fucking fade the kid. He is in an incredible run of failure right now. Okay, the fade Foxy is last night was his worst bet he's had.
Yeah, last night it was bad.
And I assume tonight's only going to get worse. That's why I'm tripling the bet tonight.
Oh.
I'm tripling it tonight, Fox. Nobody out there likes your pick, by the way, which is, by the way, right where we want to be.
That's where we want to be.
Right where we want to be.
It makes no sense, though. Like, I'm actually trying. Like, these are my actual picks. I'm not, like, bullshitting. That's like Matt Brown out there was like, hey, man, like, I think you're actually, like, the biggest sharp I've ever met. You're doing this on purpose. And I'm like, I'm not doing this on purpose.
Well, he's a big-time loser, too, isn't he? He hasn't won anything.
No, he gave me fucking Nick Kyrgios last night.
Listen, it does not matter.
He had that thing.
The kid's fucking batting 1,000, dude. It doesn't matter how he loses or wins. It's just that he is.
You know? Last bet I've won, and this is no joke. I lost every bet in the Super Bowl but the coin toss bet.
And for me, the only bet that I've lost since the coin toss bet is any bet that Foxy creates. I've actually hit every single other hit, every other bet.
So. What if this lasts till the next Super Bowl?
What's that?
This might last till the next Super Bowl.
I hope not. It's going to get pretty pricey. I mean, at some point. I got people tweeting me that are like, you know, it's all fake money or whatever. It's like.
What is that?
No, it's not. No. It is real money that is really getting lost in real pride that I feel whenever we hit. You know what I mean? So, I mean, have a little bit of respect for that. Just because FanDuel is the only place that I gamble at or we gamble at doesn't mean we're not actually losing.
No, we're
bingo.
We're losing.
We're actually winning, which, by the way.
Or winning.
My parlays for the year. I mean, the coin toss. That put me in quite a hole, but a couple parlays I've hit here kind of got me going.
Oh, yeah.
Foxy's trying to dig me right back into the hole, though.
I let off the show saying I'm close to Foxy territory as far as what you should do with my picks recently.
Are you going money line or minus three?
Minus three. Yep. Good. You're on ESPN again, Pat.
Good.
I just put $1,000.
Let's go.
7:30 tonight. Watch along with Foxy.
Foxy, watch along.
I don't watch, by the way. I just send a text. Foxy, how we doing? Last night's exchange was incredible.
Yeah, an absolute ass beating. I told Pat.
They were in it for a bit till the fourth. It really went sideways.
Yeah.
Are we live on YouTube for this?
Oh yeah.
Yep.
So I'm all out of smoke right now.
I have no idea.
I don't think.
Yeah.
Nick, this is CBD though.
Yeah, CBD.
Of course.
Yeah. Don't you do it your whole episode?
No, I don't do it. I always, because we're in Indiana, so I'm always like, what if they don't know that it's CBD? You know, that's the thing is I smoke CBD. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's black and mild.
It's not a black and mild, by the way. This is actually an incredible new thing that has been created that Nick found, and it is a lifesaver. Mm. It's a non-tobacco, non-nicotine leaf. Right, so it's like
British Columbia.
It is. It's from Canada. It's like a blunt,
right?
But it is not. So for me, you know, since I started smoking, these the only bets I've lost is.
Shout out Nick being a dope head.
I think tonight's a winner, though.
CBD head.
Yeah, come on. It's all the same. I call CBD dope too. Whatever you guys, all anything that is altering your guys' minds is dope. Okay.
Don't be a dope. Fade Foxy, unless you want to ride with the kid.
Nick, what do you got for skates tonight, dude?
How many are you doing, just so I know?
There's only two games tonight, so lucky for you.
Are the Pens playing?
They are not.
Do they ever play?
Big win last night. Well, every team in the NHL apparently forgot it takes all of us, and they all decided to get COVID.
Well, they took out the board, the glass behind the bench, so we're good now.
Nobody's talking about that.
No, they're not, and that's fine. You know, let's just keep pushing on. Worked for the NFL, worked for the MLB. It'll work for the NHL, and no one will care. But tonight.
That boy, Fox.
Thanks, Foxy.
Thank you, guys.
We're going to go with the Boston Bruins on the road in the Garden against the New York Rangers. And, yeah, Tuukka Rask is out. But Yarolak's pretty good.
Oh.
Pretty good backup in Boston.
Let's trade for him.
So we're going to take Boston money line in the under.
Minus 186.
Boston money line
now, Pat,
in the under.
For those of you that golf and cry at the money line being that high, we're gonna go to FanDuel, we're gonna go to more wagers, and we're gonna go to the 60-minute line, and we're gonna do this again, because even though we just lost on it 2 days ago when this game did go to overtime, it's not gonna happen again.
That's a great option. I love that option.
So we're taking the Bruins to win in regulation, and the odds should be much better. I think they're like minus 115.
Well, the odds money line Boston minus 186. You might as well not even bet it.
As a host of the show, I do have to let everyone know that the sharp money is on the Rangers tonight.
Doesn't matter in hockey.
Okay. I was just saying.
We are the sharp.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing that against you, Nick. I just.
Sure. No. This is one of those situations where Boston's won so many against the Rangers. Everyone's probably thinking the Rangers are due, which is the same thing what's going on with the other game, St. Louis and Arizona. Arizona has beaten them three straight. That's why I'm going St. Louis minus 135. Money.
I like that. They'll beat the Coyotes.
Can't lose four straight. I mean, it's like a playoff series. You're bound to get one.
True.
One
here.
All right. That
St. Louis is too good of a team to lose four in a row.
That two-leg parlay there, plus 224.
That's a good parlay.
It's a great parlay, Frank.
Hey, thank you, Nick.
Appreciate it, boys.
Last part of the show. Gumpy, you have... I'm sure you have a fuck ton of footy picks for this weekend, but give us your favorites.
Tomorrow.
Oh, man. All right. Here we go.
Atletico Madrid money line.
Okay.
Great value here. They're minus 125 at Granada. They've won 8 of 9 in La Liga. They're leading the league with 2 games in hand, and Granada has only won 1 of 4 in La Liga.
Ooh.
Who?
It's in Spain, La Liga, Atletico Madrid.
Okay. All right, here we go.
And then we'll go to the Italian Serie A for these two. Juventus, money line, minus 125 as well at Napoli.
Yeah.
Juventus hasn't lost in six in all competitions.
Is that good?
Yeah.
The CR7 fine?
Yeah. Napoli was knocked out of the Coppa Italia on Wednesday. They lost 3-1 to Atalanta. They've been struggling of late. I don't see them turning around here. Great value on Juventus.
Plus 105 right now.
Plus 105?
Plus 105 on Juventus money line.
Oh, hammer that. And then we'll go here. This is, I like this one. Genoa, quietly been one of the top teams in Serie A of late. Mm-hmm. They haven't lost in five.
Great salami.
Torino hasn't won in seven all competitions, and they have two wins all year. So for people who don't know what double chance is, double chance, they win or tie, you win. You can get Genoa at double chance right now at minus 125, which is great value.
You can get them to win at plus 330.
I mean,
what's the over-under on that?
Could be worse as
because I know Torino is up in the mountains. And I know that those footy players do not like scoring goals when it's cold out.
A lot of people are betting unders in soccer because it's very cold in England this weekend.
What's their latitude about us? Is that how we judge?
Tomorrow it's 21 in Torino.
In our temperature or theirs?
But I mean, 0-0 game does the trick there for the double chance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's plus 553, those three-team parlay right there.
Plus 553?
Yeah, for the three-team parlay right there.
Let's go.
Go big?
Or go home? And then I have a few more for Saturday, some on Sunday. I'll tweet them out. Those are my favorites.
Okay. Yeah, those are the...
You know what I mean?
Those are the gumpy. Those are the
everyone always notes. Everyone always says when I put out the list, can you say which ones are your favorites? Well, sometimes my favorites don't hit and the other ones do, but... These are the ones that I like the most.
Those
for
are
tomorrow.
The load the silo up.
Yeah.
Fucking let them fly.
Those are the ones you've been a little high on.
Yeah.
You're not like Nick who just bets every Correct. Single game.
Correct.
I kind of do that in college basketball.
Yeah.
West Virginia, by the way, is a wagon.
I think there's 50 games tonight, 120 tomorrow. So. Yeah.
What are you? A wagon. Is that you, Canadian? That's a Canadian thing?
Yeah.
Canadians speak well.
It's starting to. It's been creeping down here the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And then some cleanup work
this
here.
This is a good one.
Monday, I will be explaining the full rules for the hammered down rollover.
Ooh. I thought you were off next week.
No.
Oh, yeah, because the other thing.
Yeah.
He's dueling. Dueling weeks.
He is. He's separating, which is smart.
Classic Tony.
That's a good Tony.
Classic Tony.
Tony Unders. I want to take two from here.
One's a quick jaunt, and then Jamaica.
You going to Jamaica?
Go to Jamaica?
That's the honeymoon.
Holy shit, Tone.
What part of Jamaica?
Ocho Rios.
Really?
Like Sandals Resort.
Is that far or close to the airport?
It was like an hour and a half.
So it's the other side of the island?
Yeah, I think so.
Because there's two. There's one that's near the airport, and then there's the other side of the island.
You been?
How far of a plane ride is that?
I've been to Jamaica, yeah.
I don't know.
The trip is going to be a carsick one, so.
I have heard.
Yeah.
Hammered down rollover.
Hey, this is big now.
Love this idea.
It's a good idea.
Love this idea.
Did you figure it out more?
No, I'm going to have the full rules on Monday for the show on Monday.
Smart.
It's going to be a four-leg parlay. I'm thinking minus 150 or worse odds per leg, obviously. And if you hit all four legs, you have to tweet them out to us. With the hashtag hammered down rollover.
With however much money is up for grabs.
Correct. So Monday will be hammered down rollover 100. If no one hits, Tuesday hammered down rollover 200. No one hits by Friday, hammered down rollover 500. Say one person hits on Friday, you get all 500 bucks.
500?
500 people hit, 100 bucks a person.
What a treat.
One buck a person.
Sorry, did I say 500 people hit?
Yeah, yeah.
Five people hit, $100 a person. 500 people hit, $1 a person.
$1 a person. By the way, we hope 500 people are in already by Friday. That would be huge.
Yeah, and then it could roll over to $10,000 if Holy nobody hits a four-leg parlay.
Maybe 20, 30,000.
Hey, four-leg parlays ain't easy, my friend.
So obviously you got to hit those. You got to tweet that to us, at HammerDown, using the hashtag HammerDown rollover.
By 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Or when the game starts, because there could be... Or some of these college games are starting at 3:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them start at noon.
And then if your four-leg parlay hits, you then have to tweet us again saying, hey, look at me.
This hit.
Look at me.
Because there's no way in hell we have enough people here to be going through everybody's four-leg parlay. So we have to figure out a way to get people to tell us if they won. You win. You're going to want us to know. You have to follow up and say, hey, I won.
Tag at Hammer Dan and use the hashtag.
Hashtag FanDuel Hammer Dan rollover.
If you want to tag some of us from the show too, that's not going to hurt either.
By the way, stick with it because the plus the 100, 200, 300, 400, if that gets up, that's
it's, I mean, it's minus 150 or less. I like that too.
Probably.
You can't have, I mean, we don't want probably 170, 180.
Yeah, Nick came in here today with a minus 186.
Unbelievable.
That would not be available for
that. That will not be available. But if you want to do it to the 60-minute window, which was whatever.
Minus 115.
That'll play.
That's a good bet.
That'll play.
Hockey's tough, man.
So I have the full rules for that on Monday. It'll start on Monday. Hammer Don rollover 100 will be on Monday. And then we'll fucking go from there.
Boxy will get you one.
Yeah.
You just need three more legs. One.
This guy touches my soccer game. I'll tell you what. I've been cold ever since he touched them.
What was it, last week he got in?
Yeah, exactly. I'm taking a beating.
Asshole. These glasses aren't bad, huh?
They look sweet, dude.
It's Studio 54 in those.
Hey, good luck this weekend. Good luck to you. Good luck to you. Good luck to everyone listening. Monday, Wednesday, Friday now.
Who was the heat check for?
That was just
to like say how we've been doing.
How we've been doing, how we did since the last show.
I like a good heat check, dude.
Yeah.
How'd you do?
It's more of a cold check today.
You're cold?
Cold.
The weather's
a couple bad beats.
The weather is turning outside.
Also, when you haven't, when you've only been watching one sport for the last 6 months and you have no idea what's going on in a sport and then you just start betting it all willy-nilly, bad things can happen.
College basketball has been awesome.
It's electric. I love it.
Can't wait for the tournament. I
fucking love it.
Can't wait for
the tournament is going to be insane.
Take Jeff Gordon on Sunday in the Daytona 500, by the way.
Is this last year?
He's not racing.
God, I was about to go, can we bet on NASCAR?
Yeah, you definitely can bet on NASCAR.
Can you?
Yeah.
For sure.
Motor racing. Daytona 500 winner. Here we go. Hamlin plus 800, dude.
Denny plus 800.
Logano plus 900. Chase Elliott. You know, I saw something happen to Ty Dillon. You see that? He got ruled out last night. He might be coming back with a vengeance.
Fuck.
Where's KY? Kyle Busch isn't racing anymore?
Should be.
He wins everything, doesn't he?
Should be.
Where's our guy, the Italian guy?
Oh, Matt DiBenedetto. Oh,
Burrito. Yeah. Di Burrito.
I think I'm going to take what's his name, who had the horrific crash last year, and now he's back. Can't remember his name off the top of my head. Do you remember when they didn't know if he was going to live or not? Oh. And then he walked out. I think it was Ryan Newman, wasn't it? Maybe.
Was it Ryan Newman?
Plus 4,000 Ryan Newman.
Betting on NASCAR is like betting on horse racing. You see these odds? Plus 1,400, plus 1,500.
Might throw a little on fucking Ricky Stenhouse, too.
Bro, Kyle Busch, too.
He's right there, plus 1,400.
Bro, Kyle Busch will go.
Let's go.
Kyle Busch will go. I mean,
what's
I guess.
What's his odds?
1,400.
It's like golf when you bet on golf.
Spieth is heating up a little bit.
He's been playing well.
Mm-hmm.
If this $250 bet hits on Kyle Busch for 3,500, I mean, let's.
If you're a Daytona
we're
sharp,
out on that,
is
dude.
Just
fucking
what we need.
Bet on KY.
Bro, fucking, what if I become a fucking NASCAR shark, dude?
I don't think there is many.
We'll talk about it on Monday. Hammer.
Dad.